now tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones.
Hey everyone, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Guten Tag everyone, Jürgen here.
Oh, Al Pacino here. I listen to the SNL Premier League podcast on V2Football.com.
Now on V2Football.com. The same ass when I came. It's
your boy! Welcome everybody to the SNL Premier League podcast here on V2Football.com. And exciting times, Al. We've got a brand new sponsor.
Are we?
Brand new sponsor in Art of Football.
I don't know, sir. I've been away, so this is all new to me.
Artoffootball.com.
So, Artoffootball.com. Now, I do believe I have a couple of t-shirts from Artoffootball.com.
I believe you have, Al. And very nicely looked as well.
I do believe you're wearing one right now,
actually. I'm wearing one right now, and it's beautiful. And if you've never heard of Art Football, well, where have you been? Where have you been? You know, all your lives, because beautiful t-shirt designs, prints, canvases, anything you want. Basically, their handcrafted designs try to emulate the beauty of those split-second moments, the moments you never forget, really, as they look to capture the energy, passion, and euphoria that erupts from that one magical kick of a football.
What?
Euphoria. Yeah. And this is a good bit because they only produce a limited number of each design. So your t-shirts and prints, like any good piece of art really, are exclusive and completely original. So if you want to check them out on artoffootball.com or on Twitter at artoffootball or on Facebook and Instagram. And here's the great news, ladies and gentlemen. Al, get yourself a bargain here, son. Go on there, get your basket full. Fill it up, you know, cram everything you can in there, and then enter the promo code ASHANAL for 10% off, sir.
Say what?
10% off for ASHANAL.
10%?
And it's ASH and the AND symbol, not the word AND. ASHANAL and 10% off. You can't ask for more than that, ladies and gentlemen.
It's the squiggly.
You can't ask for more than that. I suppose you could ask for more than that, yeah. Really. There's another 90% you could ask for.
15, 20.
But 10 is better than nothing.
Don't be greedy, you bastards.
Don't be greedy. We you know, we've done a steal for you, ladies and gentlemen. So
done it for you.
Get there.
We had them knocking at the door, cost of coffee.
We had them all here, but we chose this one.
Yeah.
Art of Football. So everybody, get on it. Check it out. Some absolutely fantastic designs. But Al, we've got to kick on with the show, eh, son? We've got to kick on with the show.
Kick on, sir.
And we'll have a quick catch up. Have you done anything this week, Al?
No, I haven't.
No,
really?
Nothing at all.
I just sat in the house pretending I'd been in Poland.
Nothing.
I went to Poland.
You went to Poland, ladies and gentlemen.
Krakow.
Now, I'm disappointed.
Oh, Krakow. Krakow.
Krakow, Al, because.
That's English, eh?
As I was going to say, yeah.
Krakow. Krakow.
How was it, Al?
Absolutely stunning.
Stunning, Liz.
Fell in love with the place, as you can see on Twitter, I know.
Twitter's got a picture. I did
fall in love with the place, and I'm going back in January.
It's going back.
With my little girl. We're taking our little girl back. Yeah. Three of us going. It'll be snowing.
Beautiful.
But
beautiful.
Talking about cost of coffee, loads in Poland.
Is there loads?
Loads in Poland.
Love a Costa over there, do they? They got the snag load on the coffee out there. But, I mean, everyone wants to know, Al. The important question. Did you crack one off in Krakow, son?
Did I? Right. Did I? Of course I did.
Hey, here we are, ladies and gentlemen.
Of course I did. I got a rule, son. Every place I've never been, yeah. I got to spread my seed.
My rule's a little different now.
Yeah.
I got to go for pools.
Oh, yeah. First thing, I got to the apartment, because we didn't stay in the hotel. We stayed in an apartment, flashy apartment.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, first Polish shit. Lovely.
Great. Yeah. The missus don't like, even when I'm out shopping, son, go to Morrison's, or you go to a new shop, I'll say, I think there's a toilet in there. Don't you dare.
No, I've got to go.
Don't be ashamed to go in.
My knocking one off doesn't include that. It's only when I've gone, staying over somewhere, you know,
yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah, yeah. You don't just go in a shop.
Yeah, I don't go in a shop and randomly wank myself off in the toilet.
Wank one out in the fruit and veg aisle.
Yeah. I don't. Secret sauce in McDonald's.
Your own Caesar salad dressing, yeah. There, son.
No, it only applies to overnight stays.
Yes. Rules is rules, son. You've got to have
sometimes,
rules.
Sometimes I do KG not wank myself off and I have full-blown sex sometimes.
Sometimes, just sometimes. We've sort of lost our way a bit here.
I tell you what, Exeter was the best...
Exeter?
Exeter was the best sex all day I had, son.
Oh, yes.
Exeter.
Oof.
In student digs.
Ooh, yeah. Cheap and cheerful, son. Cheap and cheerful.
Well, she was. No, I'm not sure. No.
Right,
she won't be listening to this, thank God.
Oh, it does, son. But well, we better crack on with the football, Al.
Crack on.
Because only a few Premier League games this weekend, of course, FA Cup. We'll start with the highest scoring Premier League game of the weekend, Bournemouth against West Ham.
Yeah.
West Ham. 3-2. The King with a hat-trick.
Kingberry.
For Bournemouth, Antonio Neu for West Ham. Bournemouth missed two penalties as well. King missed one and a Fobe. Bournemouth, they're up to 14th, 30 points. West Ham, staying in 11th, 33 points. Did you see any of this, Alan? Did you see any of this? I see the goals, all the goals.
I won't lie to you. I haven't seen any Premiership because I got back Friday late.
Friday, son. How was the jet lag? Take you out, wipe you out for the day?
No. It's only like 2 hours away.
Yeah.
1 hour difference.
1 hour
difference. Time difference.
And listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Hour ahead of us, he was. He didn't even phone me with the lottery numbers. Now, what do you think of that, Liz? Come on now. You know what I mean?
Can't help me, son.
I'd have split it with you, son. I'd have split it with you.
I was busy cracking off. Crack off.
You've only got so many hands to do, son.
Yeah.
But, big win for Bournemouth. They needed that.
Yeah, they
after
did.
Some, obviously, still conceding goals, two for West Ham. But
some penalties, were they saved or were they complete misses?
No, King, he put his wide and then Randolph saved the second one from the Afobe. So Randolph, it was in goal, Randolph. But yeah, huge win for Bournemouth. Played well, a bit more intact in the tent, but still they have to sort this leaky defence out because it's absolutely terrible, and it could have seen them in trouble. They should just about hold on for safety now after this win. But also, they could have been just bombing because I think they've got Swansea next weekend, I think, didn't they? Swansea coming up, maybe.
We'll check now, fella. We'll check.
Which obviously is a big game with Swansea's result going on to later. West Ham sort of run in the mill. They could have done better. It's sort of a strange setup at West Ham because they've got two very good centre backs in Winston Reid and Fonte, of course, they bought in January. Who's, you know, over the last 4 or 5 years, you thought two of the more solid centre backs in the Premier League, but they haven't really gelled together yet as a partnership. So that's a bit of a struggle for West Ham. Hopefully they will.
Bournemouth have Swansea at home 5:30 next weekend.
Next weekend, that'll be on the TV. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, look out for that. And for Bournemouth, I think Jack Wheelchair started on the bench. So, come on. He did have a little hand in the King's third goal. Involved in the play, at least. So I don't know if he was injured before this and just he didn't fancy him for the full game or whether he wants to bring him on to make that little impact, I don't know. But yeah, so great win for Bournemouth. And then on that, the Merseyside, Al. Everton, 3. West Bromwich Albion, wankers, Barcelona, so 0. Morales, Schneiderling in Lukaku for Everton.
Good result for Everton.
Good, very good result for Everton. They've been very good the last few weeks, haven't they?
They are getting results.
I think there's a couple of points off Man United now, isn't it? Well, in 6th and 5th. So
very tight up there, the 5th, 6th.
Very tight, fourth, very tight.
Even 3rd, I think, isn't it?
Quite it's only, you know, Chelsea are away with it. And then it's 2nd to 7th, really.
Well, Man City, Man U got 2 games ahead of Arsenal and Liverpool, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Something like that.
Is it Man City or is that you? Man United definitely got 2 games in hand.
Yeah, so... But, yeah, because the top 7 I was brought away with this win, because West Brom were 8th, Everton were 7th, so it's gone to a 7-point gap between them now, whereas obviously if West Brom won, it would have been you know, 1 point behind or whatever it was. And as we said before, again, West Brom, Tony Pulis's team, they get themselves in such a strong position. They've done it with Stoke time and time again. Talk of challenging for top seven European places, and then they just fade away, sort of thing, nothing
burnout
to play.
More like,
yeah, it maybe it is.
Fizzle out.
Maybe it is burnout, you know what I mean? They put so much effort into them early games, and then once they're completely safe, you know, the mentality changes a little bit. You know, it shouldn't, but it does, you know. So, but Everton go marching on, clean sheet. Lukaku scores again. Schneiderlin looking very, very good now.
First goal
for Everton.
Toffees.
He's looking more the player he was at Southampton now.
Good.
Now he's having a run in the team. He never got a good run really at Manchester United.
Did he?
He never really.
Wasn't his player, was he?
No, he never had faith in him. And Morales as well. You know, he's having a tidy season, chipping in with a few more goals. So all looking good for Everton, really, isn't it? And then a battle on the bottom. Hull against Swansea City. Hull 2-1 winners. Still in the relegation places, 18th. Niasse.
Are they 18th?
Niasse. Yeah. With 24 points. Swansea 16th with 27 points. Alfie Mawson for them, who, if he's not careful, is going to.
Oh, yeah, of course,
going to be in danger of being Swansea's top scorer soon, Alfie Mawson. Especially with them losing Llorente.
Yeah.
Who knows how long he's injured for? Hopefully, it's just a bit of a knock, but the big disappointment for Swansea was they had two injuries in the first half, I think it was, which obviously they had to make substitutions, and they went two down then. They couldn't really, I think even Clement alluded to it in his after-match interview that, you know, they ran out of options, basically. They've already made two subs. You know, who else could they have brought on to really change the game then? I mean, they got one back, but it just wasn't the be Hull. Niasse, and I think it's three, maybe four wins, home wins now for Marco Silva at Hull.
Who, good appointment.
Well, it's looking that way, isn't it? It's looking that way.
I think keep him next season.
Keep him next season.
Poached.
Well, that's it. Once they do well, you never know who's watching them, sort of thing, innit? But, yeah, so scoring goals, winning the home games, you just can't ask for more than it, really, can you? What he's come in and done had an impact pretty much straight away. So you can't ask for more than that, like we said.
Good couple of months for Marco.
Well, he's done well, like we said, and the RC has come in. He was Everton, didn't he? Was.
Yeah.
I don't know if they sold him and he's there on loan, or he's come on loan from Everton. I'm not sure. Because he was out in Holland maybe somewhere. Doing well, but he's coming, he's scoring goals. He never really got a chance at Everton, I don't think, but he's not so much, I don't know, you don't see him, his play, he doesn't look all that right, but he just seems to find a net, or he has done for Hull. Sorry, I was laughing there because Alex has dug out his half time kazoo because he's coming up to that time.
I just remembered the old kazoo.
And of course, there was one game today, Super Sunday, Liverpool against Burnley.
Scum versus scum.
2-1 to Liverpool. Ronaldo and Khan, after Ashley Barnes, put Burnley 1-0 up. And Burnley, they battled hard, but they just couldn't get the result after going 1-0 up. Liverpool expected to win it, really, at home. Burnley never a good away, travelling. But I mean, they're really struggling. They're still in fourth, Liverpool. So yeah. Still got a chance, but struggling a bit. You know what I mean? It was one of their. It was better today because they sort of battled it out a bit more than rather going 1-0 down and
right,
sort of bottling it.
I was right.
What's that, Al? Go
I was right before Christmas.
You were right before
You'd be
Christmas.
Like, oh, they're going to win the league. They got. I'm like, no fucking chance they're going to win the league.
No.
And they're not going to win the league, are they?
Not this season, no.
No. See, told you. thinking about that the other day, I was like, big fuck you.
What's that gone down?
I was right.
Oh, here we are, it's nice, isn't it? Yeah. Now we've gone all European on us, son. Yeah. There's no need for language.
Like that.
There's no need for language, all that, is there? Disgusting language. And anyone, because we've got some new Polish listeners, hopefully, from Alex Exploits.
Yeah, I know, we've got a couple of new followers, haven't we?
So. We want to say a quick kulwa to all the Polish people out there.
Oh, look at that.
I know it, son.
Well done.
Don't look up what it means. I only know the swear words now. That'll give you a little clue. So, apologies, any Polish fans taking offence.
Cześć.
Cześć.
What's that?
It's hello.
Oh, cześć.
Yes.
What's kulwa?
Cześć.
What is it?
Yeah?
Hello.
Fuck off, I said.
Hang on.
Hello.
Go on. We're on it, ladies and gentlemen, here with this translator. This is more fun. We'll just do this for an hour. Go on. What we got? What are you taking in on?
Odbierz się.
Odbierz się.
Ah, what's cool with it?
Odbierz się.
Odbierz się.
Maybe shit. Is it?
Shit. Dziękuję.
Huh?
Dziękuję.
I'm not queer.
Dziękuję. Goodbye.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ah, there we are.
Oh, no, it's not goodbye. It's thank you, sorry.
Bad as me, son.
I know.
So, anyone out there who knows the any gówno. Polish words?
Gówno.
Gówno.
Oh, no.
Gówno.
You do gówna.
Gów.
That's Polish. Gówno. Polish in English, that is.
Shit.
Is it?
This is my favourite one. I use this one quite a bit.
Go on.
I don't. Actually, I don't know why I'm typing it again, because it should be already in my history.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's not there, son. Come on.
I know.
Don't like dead air on the Ashnell Premier League podcast. I'm on V2Football.com, sponsored by Art of Football.
This is what?
Il is a sex.
What's that? It's got to be something dirty, that is.
How much for sex?
How much for sex? Yeah. You use that daily, son?
Yeah.
That is... that is
the number one I use.
Go on, here we go. So about you, ladies and gentlemen, on the edge of my seat there. Come on.
Okay,
what's he got?
Gdzie jest burdel?
Gdzie jest dżubel?
Dżubel? Where did you put the
dżubel? Gdzie jest burdel?
Gdzie jest dżubel?
Where did you put the dżubel?
Where is the brothel?
Where is the brothel and how much for sex? That's all you need, ladies and gentlemen.
That's all you need.
You don't need any more than that in Poland.
Very easy language to learn, actually.
Ah, yeah. Fantastic. So, but yes, so Liverpool still in 4th and Burnley still in 12th. So, 55 points now, Liverpool. So, hanging on to that top four at the
actually,
moment.
Actually, I wasn't going to lie, son. I didn't use that to ask where the brothel is.
You
I could smell it.
You can smell it.
Sapphire Club. Taboo Club.
Oh, nice.
German clubs.
Nice.
If you're in Krakow, go to the Sapphire Club. Four
what?
Stars.
What?
It is a four-star club.
Four stars?
Four colours German club, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, so I was told.
Four chocolate starfish.
Yeah. me and the wife, we had a lovely time there. You did.
Romantic dinner.
See, you're laughing, but you know the fact that shit might happen with, you know.
But that, ladies and gentlemen, that is the Premier League games, so I think, but there we will call that half time.
Hang on.
Here we go, Al. There it is. Always away, ladies and gentlemen.
You know?
Don't, Al. I'm trying to get it, son. Guess the tune on the kazoo, ladies and gentlemen. It's back. It's back. And I don't know it, so I can't get it. Stevie Wonder, is it?
No.
No. Who is it? Back in Black, is it?
Yeah.
Yes, there we go.
back in Black.
Half time kazoo on a Premier League review.
Because I'm back.
Got it, that note. So, ladies and gentlemen, as
back in Black.
We want to find out all things V2 football from our old friend, Seamus Plugs, ladies and gentlemen.
Plugging is good, no plugging is bad.
Hello, Seamus.
Hello, Seamus. I tell you, Seamus.
Yes, so, Alex. Hello, boys. No, well, I'm here now.
I went to an Irish bar in Poland, and your photo was up on the wall.
My photo?
Yeah.
No.
Seamus Plugs.
No. Yeah. You're having
drunk
a laugh.
Drunk you. Did you?
I was drunk in many places. I'm very rarely sober nowadays.
Nice Irish bar.
I'm very rarely sober. This is all I live for, boys.
Yeah.
This is all I live for. Every Sunday, have the night, you'll find me in O'Driscoll's or in some other rundown little place somewhere, you know, drinking away. But, yeah, so I'm here, boys. I got my little list now, all things V2Football.com. So, not too many new articles on the old site this week, boys. But some exciting news, because there's upcoming interviews now this week.
So basically, what are you trying to say, Seamus, is when I go out, go away, shit doesn't get done.
It falls to shelter. It falls to shelter. It, you know what I mean?
I clearly am the glue that binds all this together.
You are the glue that binds V2 Football, without a doubt. Without a doubt. No doubt about it. But, yes, but, I mean, upcoming this week, Al, very exciting, Al, and you'll like this, because you'll appreciate this as much as I did, son. There's a couple of interviews coming up with ex-England internationals. One is Paul Stewart, ex-midfielder, and the other is Paul Parker.
Paul Parker!
Paul Parker!
Oh, the old school Paul Parker.
I knew you'd appreciate that now, as much as I do, because I love Paul Parker.
Paul Parker, God bless him.
Don't mention the World Cup now, boys. Don't mention the World Cup now.
Is that Paul Parker, everyone?
But, yes, absolutely fantastic. So look out for those now on the Twitter, on the at V2Football, and the website, thev2football.com.
Seamus?
Yes, now, Alex, now.
What happened to Reverend Ricochet?
Reverend Ricochet, now. To be honest with you, I don't want to get into all this, Al. I don't want to start the troubles again. That's all I say.
No, well,
you know. But anyway now, boys, if you want to check out the other podcasts, of course, on the V2Football.com, the 72 Show, all the things, the Football League, you boys, the Premier League there, the Football League. You've got the fairly new now, the little baby podcast now, just coming along and it's in little infancy. It's... The Hipster's Guide to Europe, all things European.
I'm not like a hipster these days with my new look, am I?
You are, Al. I'll be honest, I walked in, I thought it was the Ash and Rag and Bone Man show now. Because, you know.
More like Step Runcer.
Step Runcer.
Most expensive haircut I've ever had.
No.
And I had my beard shaved.
My gosh.
Switchblade, everything, son.
Yeah, you look sexy, Al.
I do that as well.
You do.
Twirl my moustache.
He twirls his moustache, ladies and gentlemen. He is nearly full hipster now.
Even got my thick rimmed glasses.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. And obviously the original V2 Football podcast, which is all thing...
Bright and beautiful.
All things bright and beautiful. And...
Or Creatures Great and
They Small. Did... there wasn't one on this week now because of... the host was had a little operation, had to go into hospital. But hopefully they're back next week. Well, the story is, Al. No, I don't want to cast aspersions here. Yeah. I'm not one for gossip. The story is gallbladder.
Oh,
yeah, gallbladder out.
Nasty that. Take it out. Nasty that.
But
my sister and my mum. Nasty. I won't even make a joke, son. I know how bad that is.
But like I said, I don't want to cast aspersions. But I have heard rumours now that it'll be back this week. With a brand new hostess, if you know what I mean. If the operation has gone well. So, we'll see what happens now. But, yes, and that is it. And, of course, I'll hand it over quickly to Ashley, who obviously got the details on you. The great news of your new sponsorship, boys, at thefootball.com. I'll see you next week, boys. Bye. Goodbye, Seamus. Bye. Thank you very much. Yes, as you mentioned there, at thefootball.com. Get on it. Our brand new sponsor.
Get on it like a car bonnet.
Oh, yes, Al. That's the slogan, son. That's the slogan, without a doubt. Yes, as we said, T-shirts, prints, everything you want for a football fan.
Just there. Well, I'm looking at the big one there on the wall.
Big one on the wall. It's beautiful. It makes the room, without a doubt. So the magical moment in football. Your football fan, you know, they've got so many of your different clubs on there. So your moment is bound to be there from your club. And if not, they're always willing to take suggestions on new designs. So fantastic. And as we said, get on there, fill your basket, promo code Ash and Al for 10% off. You can't ask for more. I know you can, Al. We said it. You can, but you can't. Right? So, yes,
it's a new deal, and we're just dipping our toes in the water.
We are indeed. So, yes, so check that out. Thank you very much.
Proper sponsors.
Proper
sponsors, proper guests. 10% off discount.
Amazing.
Oh, we've gone prime time.
We have, son, we have. There we go. Well, that we're kicking off the second half of our reviews, games reviews. He's away. So we've done the Premier League. We'll run through the FA Cup quickly.
What's that, son?
Bit of meatloaf, son. Boom. Love that, son. Love that on a long song day, son.
Oh, yes. 11 minutes off.
Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we haven't mentioned it. We have a wonderful guest coming up later, Mickey Hazard, ex-Spurs, talk all things Spurs in the
season.
Brother of Water Hazard. Very good. So don't miss that. We'll get that in after our FA Cup review, maybe.
Have we ever got an interview with another real person?
Another real person, UEFA Cup winner.
What's happening with FA our Cup friends, winner? Jürgen, Michael... And all that. Well, it's almost like we don't have them anymore. It's almost like we've got two professionals.
They're having a well-earned break after carrying us for three seasons, basically. But yes.
They're not gone forever because that's the foundation of our podcast.
Yes, right? They'll be back here and there and everywhere, babe.
What you call me?
Babe, I don't know why.
That's what I call the podcast, Ash. You know that.
Sorry. Let's slip, man.
Not let it slip.
I know, Brewers droop and all that. we'll start with FA Cup and your team, Al.
Get the boys a ladder because we need to climb up the ladder.
Something we've said on many occasions this season, Middlesbrough nil.
Yeah.
Man City 2. Silva and Aguero with a goal for Man City is a pretty routine win, but I never threatened, really.
Yeah.
But as you said, Al, you were a happy boy.
To be honest with you.
Never good to lose in a cup, because you're quarterfinals, especially. So
we need
close.
To stay in the league.
First and foremost.
Thing. We need to stay in the league, because it took 7 years.
Your bread and butter.
That's
your bread and butter there.
Because it took us, 7 years to get back to the Premiership League? And 7 seasons, and I don't want to be in the Championship again. You know, no one wants to be in the Championship.
It's good, Al.
It's a bitch of a league.
Come and join Ipswich in the Championship.
It's an absolute
for 20 years.
Nightmare of a league to get out of.
Ah, it's not great, is it?
There's only two ways of getting out of that league, promotion or relegation.
You're right, Al.
Yeah.
It's probably... You're right, Al.
But no, you know, we got Man United next in the league. Idea, son.
Man United next, yeah. Is it? Oh, no. Are they selling it?
I believe so.
They're good. Yeah, you always have a good result against Man United.
They have a good result, yeah.
Oh, we've got a good record.
Oh, we've got a good record against them in Old Stratford.
Old Stratford, you have indeed, sir. But routine win for Man City into the into the semi-finals.
So what have we got? We've got Man City, Arsenal and Tottenham.
And it could be. So look, obviously you've got Manchester United, Chelsea tomorrow night. Yeah. We record this on Sundays, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know when you listen to it, but we record it on a Sunday. So Monday night is Manchester United and Chelsea.
Yeah.
So you could have... Arsenal, Spurs,
yeah.
Man United, Man City.
Manchester derby, derby.
In the semis, could be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want to put anything on the FA when they do the draw, but you know, hot balls.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Set it up and it's setting up for a...
We know a fix, ladies and gentlemen, if they listen to our podcast.
But, so we'll move on quickly from Nabara, son. As you said, glad they're out. Call it gone.
Glad they're out.
Got to get that league form going. Just got to score a goal, Al. That's what they've got to do, son. Move on.
He's not playing Bamford, though. He's not...
Not playing, is he?
I don't think he is. It's been like... I think he's coming on.
Yeah.
So, but he's not starting him.
No.
I think they need to start him. See what he can do.
Give him a run of games, innit? You know what I mean? Look at someone like Kane. Who we'll talk in length about with...
Next season.
With Mickey Hazard later, but...
Bamford will be getting us 30 goals, but that'll be in the Championship.
Exactly.
He's got Rudy Gestead will get 30 goals.
Rudy Gestead won't get 30 goals in any league. So.
Yeah, he will.
He won't.
He will.
He'll score about 10, and he's a good 10 a season.
10
a season.
Solid 10.
Solid 10. But we'll go to Arsenal.
Arsenal.
Arsenal Village 5. Lincoln City Sausages 0.
What do you think of that? Rubbish.
Walcott, Giroud, Waterfall on goal. Sanchez and Ramsey.
Well, he went chasing
Arsenal.
It, didn't he? don't go chasing waterfalls.
You don't go chasing waterfalls, son. No chance. but, so it was expected. Obviously, Lincoln, the fairy tale story. away from all that.
Hell of a trip back for them, all the way back to Nebraska. And,
it is. They held on for quite a long time. Yeah, didn't they? 40 minutes, maybe?
44 minutes, I think.
So, Dunham,
right before half time, though.
Dunham's sells proud. It looks like Arsene Wenger's found his level.
Yeah.
So, you just play these non league sides every week. They could have
close in the midweek with the Champions League winner. Well, Arsenal.
I mean, he's getting so much stick now. He's going to go, isn't he? Come on. Yeah. It's not.
He's going at the
end. It's not nice to see either, you know what I mean?
No.
You look at him and.
I reckon he'll win the FA Cup with Arsenal and he'll be off.
Yeah. I'll agree it is time for a change there. But it's not nice to see.
Piers Morgan doesn't think it's time for a change.
Piers Morgan, he'll have a change every minute of the day, man. He did. But anything Arsenal can do, Spurs can do better. 6-0 against Millwall.
Yeah.
Son with a hat trick. Eriksen Ali and Janssen with his first goal from open play for Spurs.
Tasty little encounter there with the fans.
Yes, never. There's a bit of trouble, maybe coming out in the headlines. So hopefully it's not too true.
I'm going to admit to this. It's going to shock a lot of people.
Go on.
Why I like Millwall.
You like Millwall, do you?
I like Millwall. I like their fans.
It's not going to shock me, Al, because I know the non-podcast Al's.
No, it's not a reflection on my personality.
No, Millwall fans.
Well, I just like them. And I like Millwall.
Listen, they're proper hardcore fans.
Yeah.
There's more than a few of them who go a bit too far and over the top.
Yeah, I don't condemn the racism.
No, obviously not.
You know, the abuse.
But when you've got fans who...
The violence.
Proper hardcore fans.
Yeah.
And I don't mean hardcore in violence, but hardcore right behind the team.
Through
like,
and through.
Live and breathe it. Minute of every day, like
fans that say jog on that is side.
That's fantastic to have. Obviously, as you said, it's not always a minority with Millwall, it's sometimes a majority.
Danny Baker's a Millwall fan, eh?
Danny Baker, yeah. I think he's
I follow him on Twitter,
but yeah, so you said routine win really for Spurs. Obviously, Millwall held on again for a good while, similar to Lincoln, but once the first one went in, it was pretty much open season then on their goal. And that is the FA Cup review, because obviously there's only three.
Man U tomorrow. Man U,
Chelsea tomorrow.
Replay.
On the BBC, do you think?
Yeah, replay written all over.
Nah, Man U.
Yeah.
Man U.
You go for Man U, you.
I did.
You go for Man U, you.
A few weeks ago, I was saying, but I changed my mind a lot now.
Was that Old Trafford or?
I'm not sure. Bridge? I think it's Old Trafford.
Do you think old friend Stanford, the Cowboys Lion, will be there?
Oh, do you think? See if we can get a word with him. See if we can. Find him, get his opinion.
Maybe we can get a little interview with him.
Oh.
And then we'll have a little we'll poster.
Yes, that'd be very good. But, so I don't know if you want to do the business, Al, on the full-time...
I'm squeezing my bag here.
Full-time. So, yes, ladies,
it's more important, that is.
Alex likes to squeeze his tea bags.
I leave my tea bags in, my tea, because
yes.
I like it. I like my men, dark and strong. And here's the full-time kazoo.
You can tell he's a Millwall fan.
Yeah.
There we go. Oh, no, full-time.
I'll be popular, won't I?
The full-time kazoo for the FA Cup review. That was this German. Still to come, that fantastic interview. Catch up with Mickey Hazard, ex-Spurs, about all things Tottenham. But before we do that, we've got to catch up with our old mates.
Knocking on our doors these days, aren't they? These guests. Couplers.
Oh.
We had a special one last week, didn't we?
We had Paul Thurwell, huh?
Paul Thurwell.
Ex-Sunderland fan, born and bred as well. Currently Harrogate Town assistant manager. You can find that on our...
Special Ash and Al podcast last week.
Special because Alex deserted me. It was a special Ash and Paul Premier League podcast.
You me.
Ash and Paul Thurwell Premier League podcast.
I would have picked up. If you phoned me, I would have picked up. But I was in Poland and it was going to cost you a lot of money.
I can't do three ways.
Okay.
Conversation. On EE. They don't for some reason.
Do they?
No, honestly. I've tried setting up. We'll do it. So EE, sort it out.
Because you got a shitty iPhone.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You got a Samsung like me.
But Samsung, you don't even like it all.
I do.
But we got to catch up.
Shit dog for
with our mate. Obviously, he can keep going on his travels for us because Shakespeare is the new Leicester manager, of course.
William the Bard.
William the Bard. is the new Leicester manager. So our old mate, Roy Hodgson, can keep going on his travels. And this week, it is time
to... Close, wasn't it? It was close.
It was. Could have... Go on.
Fucked up this whole segment.
Could have.
Well, Roy.
He could have. This could have been this.
I think it's a phone call when we phoned him up saying, Roy, don't take the job because...
He said, don't do it, Roy.
You got a good job with us.
You're going to kill our segment, Roy.
Yeah, we're going to kill it. We're paying you a lot of money, Roy.
So, as you said, in our break between season 3 and 4, we had thousands of letters asking, what's happening to Roy Hodgson? Where is he?
Where's Roy?
We said, oh, we're going to find out. We're going to find out. We got in touch with him. So
Roy
this...
Crop or a football? Where is Roy?
So this week we ask, Roy, where are you now?
Alright, boys, this week I'm in Rio de Janeiro with my good friend Mario.
Oh, there we go. Fantastic, Roy. Thank you very much.
Thank you, boys. See you next week.
Speak to you next week. Thank you very much. There we go. That was Where's Roy Now? So now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for that very special interview. Join us live by telephone.
Ash will be conducting the interview, like, as he always does.
And Alex will be making the tea, obviously. So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the Ash and Alan Premier League podcast, Mickey Hazard.
Hello.
How are you, Mickey? Okay?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Lovely.
No worries.
So first off, obviously, we've got to talk about today, quarter-final, 6-0 through to Wembley. What were your thoughts on the game, firstly?
Well, I thought it was men against boys. I thought that, Millwall on a 17-game unbeaten run obviously came with confidence. They'd knocked Leicester out in the previous round, so were flying, and they caught Spurs on recent form, have been superb. And today I just thought it was, you know, in the first 15, 20, 25 minutes, I didn't think Millwall had a kick. If you'd looked at the possession stats, I'm sure it would have been 90% Spurs.
Yeah.
And I think for them to be 0-0 at the end of that period, it was leaving me a little bit worried because I was thinking, wow, we've had so much of the play, so much of the game, it's untrue.
Yeah.
And we're 0-0, their keeper's pulling off save after save, and I'm thinking, wow, this could be one of those days. And then we got the goal, and then from there it was just absolutely different class from Spurs. We were really streets ahead of them, and I think that they acknowledged that, and I spoke to quite a number of their fans after the game as well, who said, look, we were totally outclassed, totally outplayed. Spurs were brilliant, and we were absolutely outstanding.
But do you think that's a difference now in Spurs the last couple of years, that even if it is 0-0 and they've had have a really good spell and not got the goal, they've got the patience now and they're not panicking, they know a goal will come, sort of thing?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the great thing about this team, is that they believe in what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they keep doing it, come what may. And sometimes, even as a fan, you're sitting there thinking, you know, when they roll it out and then the other team presses them and then they sort of get caught in possession once or twice, you think, oh, just bypass them, you know? But no, they don't. They keep doing it, they keep doing it, they keep doing it. And it's easy to see why they keep doing it, because Dyer pulls off to the right, Torby through the middle, Vertonghen left. Mm. And then if they want to press, they have to press three on to stop them, which then leaves them weak further back. And then we've always got that 4v3, because we can go back to Lloris or whoever's in goal, we can go back to him, so it creates, we've still got an overload, it's still a 4v3. So you get why they do it, and it entices them on, and then it leaves space in behind. So they totally believe in what they're doing, and they never lose faith in it. And it's magic to see, because that's what football's all about. You must believe in what you're doing. And if you believe in what you're doing, then that's the route to success, because you'll persist with it, and in the end you'll get your rewards.
Yeah. And quickly, want to get your opinion on the manager, Pochettino. Is that, obviously he's given them that belief, but what else do you think he's done that's changed them from top four hopefuls to title challengers, really?
Well, I think that the number one difference is every player looks to be super fit.
Mm.
I know for a fact that they do double sessions.
Yeah.
You know, I've rarely ever done a double session in my life, other than in pre-season.
Yeah.
So the benefits are there, not purely from a fitness point of view, but also from a technical point of view.
Mm.
You know, obviously, he's not going to do double physical sessions, you know, physical session in the morning, physical session in the afternoon. What he's going to do is do a technical session in the afternoon, which is going to be improving their technique, their touch, their passing, their crossing, their shooting. So you can see the development in all of the players. It's not just one or two. It's every one of them have developed their fitness levels, but also they've improved their technique, which is a fantastic thing. And that's why we have turned from sort of hopefuls to maybe challengers, and Poch has did an amazing job.
Yeah. And what about another bit of recent news, obviously out of the Europa League? Do you think that's a big benefit to the club, obviously, especially you see Chelsea season without European distraction, or do you don't think that's a...
Well, I'm a big believer in that. The game is always and always should be and always will be about winning trophies.
Yeah.
And I always say that, stay in competitions for as long as you can, because the league is a very, very difficult competition to win.
Yeah.
And only one team wins it. And you're out of 19, 20, 20. So it's very difficult to win, because you've got to be consistent over a period of 38 games. And you hit one bad patch during that, you can end up being out of the title race.
Mm.
So I say stay in all competitions for as long as you can, in the hope that, well, if you drop out of the league, you've still got the cups to go for, and it's something that, you know, in the semi-final of the FA Cup in the past, we've maybe not attempted to win it.
Mm.
Because we, you know, last season, for instance, we've gone for the league, so we tended to sort of look at other things as a distraction.
Mm.
But this year, we've kept ourselves in the frame, and now we're in the semi-final, and we've got a great chance of reaching Wembley. Well, we'll reach Wembley for the semi, but for the final, and maybe going on and winning it, getting over that line, and winning a trophy for the first time for these boys. Could be the thing that sets them off onto a period of sustained success.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what are your thoughts on some of the individual players? We've got to start with Harry Kane first. I mean, what do you think of him, and how good is he in terms of worldwide sort of level?
Well, it's very difficult to say in terms of worldwide, because Harry's still very young.
Yeah.
But when you look at his statistics, you know, he's probably in the top four or five strikers in the world goals per game ratio.
He's
did it for three seasons on the spin now, so any acclaim he gets worldwide is warranted and earned. He's still a way to go to be right up there with the best of them. You know, if we talk about Messi, Suarez, Neymar, the best players in the world, you know, Harry's got a still bit of learning to do to catch up, but he's got plenty of time to do that. His present form at this moment in time puts him alongside the best, because you know, he scored two hat-tricks and two braces in his last four or five games, you know, and it's been phenomenal to watch, but also he's excuse me, it's not just about his goal scoring. His all-round game is improving. He's bringing other people into play. He's making through passes. He's creating goals. His all-round game is developing, not just his goal scoring, and it's something that sort of goes amiss a little bit because he scores so many goals. People neglect to mention the good things he does for other players too, and I see a big improvement in that area as well. So, you know, there's still learning to be done. He's still very young, but he's at a level of performance that puts him right up there in the top class bracket.
Yeah. Obviously, a bit of a worry today with him going off with the injury. I mean, how do you think they'll cope if he's out for a month or two? You know.
Well, yeah. The great thing about today was he went off. He never got to play on it at any stage. You know, sometimes you get a kick or a twist,
yeah,
and then you get to play on it for another 10 minutes before you come off, and it does nothing but damage.
Mm.
The great thing about today was whatever he did, it was instant, and he instantly went off. And the good news was he walked off. He sort of limped, but it wasn't a major limp. Mm. So I sort of sense it's not nowhere near as bad as the one that kept him out for 4 or 5 weeks.
Mm.
And will we do without him? Of course, any team in the world misses their number one goal scorer. It's simple as that.
Yeah.
And we would have to cope. It would be such a tragedy for the team, for the club, and for the fans, because if Harry's got a bad injury that keeps him out 5 or 6 weeks, and it ends up costing us because we don't get enough goals, because this is a crucial stage of the season. This is the stage whereby prizes have won.
Yeah.
And to be without your top goal scorer would be really disappointing. But my thoughts are that I don't think it's as bad as when he did it earlier on in the season.
Yeah, yeah. And then a couple of other stars, really. Dele Alli, phenomenal season, and Christian Eriksen. What are your thoughts of them and how they work together with Kane? Obviously, you see them nearly every week. Just how good are they together and exciting to watch?
Well, I think Dele is you know, the thing that I love most about Dele is his arrogance, his confidence.
Yeah.
You know, you cannot be a great player if you don't have that belief and that. I call it arrogance. I know when I played at my best, I felt arrogant. I felt like nobody could get the ball off of me.
Yeah.
I felt like I could hit passes over any range on a sixpence. When I wasn't at my best, I would be not as confident, not as arrogant, and therefore my form dipped as a consequence. When I look at Dele, I think that he has this arrogance about his game the whole time, whether he's playing great or whether he's playing bad, and that's fantastic to have.
Mm.
It means that your belief or your confidence is not swayed by success or failure. In other words, he can give the ball away 10 times on the spin and it won't affect his confidence. He'll keep trying to do the same things,
yeah,
all good things. So in the end, it'll all turn and come good for him. And I just think it's such an incredible asset to have. And to have it in one so young, 19, 20 years of age, mm, it's phenomenal to be that confident and arrogant in your ability. I absolutely love him. I think he can be an under Poch with the work that Poch makes the players do. I think he can only develop and get better and better. Yeah. Eriksen, again, another player who's reaping the rewards of playing in the Poch regime.
Mm.
You know, his all round game has improved. You know, he's not just a creative player now, he's a worker who, not the best tackler, but he's learnt how to press and how to nick and win balls without really having a full-blooded tackle. So, and then when you add that improvement in that area to his creativity and his goals, he's an absolutely super asset for our team.
Yeah. And a couple of, well, maybe unsung heroes, really, in Wanyama and Dembele. I mean, how good are they? Wanyama seems to have hit a good bit of form the last couple of months and played his way into the system, sort of thing.
I think both of them play a major role in our team.
Mm.
You know, they give the Eriksons and the Dembeles and the Sons and the Harry Kanes this platform that they can go and play their game and concentrate on the creative and flair side of the game,
mm,
more so than the defensive side, because they know that they've got Dembele and Wanyama behind them who are going to be breaking up the opposition's attack and giving cover to the back five or back three or whatever we call it.
Mm.
You know, so I think they are unsung heroes, but I don't think they're that unsung, because
yeah,
I think that they are absolutely loved and worshipped,
mm,
for the effort and the job that they do. They're both super footballers who are playing a massive role in what and such important cogs in the wheel of this team.
Yeah.
I think the key members of the team that go towards making us really a very, very, very good side.
Yeah. Last player I want to get your opinion on was Janssen, really. I mean, stop and start. He hasn't really had a good run in the team. Obviously, it's hard for him to get in with Kane. What do you make of him? You see him more than I like him as a player, but you see him more than me. Do you think he can hit the form to keep him at Spurs long term? Do you think?
I think it's going to be very difficult for them. I think that sometimes you get off to a flyer and it gives you the belief and confidence that you can sustain it and earn your place in the team and in the fans. I think the fans love him because of his effort that he puts in. You know, but he's a goal scorer and ultimately he's going to be judged on how many goals he gets. So while he might not have hit the ground running in terms of his form or his goal scoring, his form doesn't really matter. All that matters is he sticks the ball in the net. And that's the great thing about being a striker. You don't have to play great every week. You just have to put the ball in the back of the net. So you can play absolutely stinking, not get a kick of the ball, but you stick the ball in the back of the net and you've done your job and you get 9 out of 10. You know, so he just has to find a run of games where he puts the ball in the net to build his confidence up, and then hopefully it will carry on happening. I think he's got a tough job on his hands to turn it round. But we're all rooting for him. We're all hoping that he does. Today's goal, for instance, might be the thing that ignites a goal-scoring run for him. That's first. I think that's his first goal from open play. So hopefully that ignites a good run of goal-scoring form for him.
Yeah. And then, finally then, I wanted to say, I mean, you talked about the FA Cup run. Hopefully they can get a trophy under the belt. How important is it that they can win something in the next year or two or three, just to keep this talented group together, sort of thing, because obviously they're going to be ambitious. Sooner or later, they're going to want trophies and, you know, medals in it to show for it.
Absolutely. Listen, the most difficult thing in sport, in any sport, to do is to win a trophy. And until you get over the line and win one, you never know whether you were capable. I mean, I played in a team that was probably the most wonderful football team you could ever see. We had fantastic players, we had a fantastic team, but until we got over that line and won a trophy, we never knew whether we had what it takes to get over the line. So the moment that you get over the line, it gives you the belief to know that, look, we did it once, we can do it again. And that's the mentality that you've got to have. Let's get over this line, let's win a trophy. It doesn't matter what trophy you win. Every trophy that you win is getting over the line, and I genuinely feel that once this team gets over the line once, it'll get over more and more, because it's such an it's a very, 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 very good side. And winning the first trophy is the key to their long-term success, but also to keeping our squad together to get long-term success.
Well, there we are. That's absolutely amazing, Mickey. Thank you for talking to us.
No worries.
And hopefully we speak again soon. Thank you very much.
Okay, anytime.
Brilliant. Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you then. Thanks. Bye.
There we go. So that was Mickey Hazard. Once again, we want to thank him very much for joining us, speaking to us. Absolutely a pleasure to get his lowdown on Spurs and Tottenham. And like we said, hopefully for the fans, etc., and the players, they can win,
etc.,
win that FA Cup this year.
Tottenham and Arsenal final.
So, Tottenham Arsenal final. Oof, that'd be a good one, wouldn't it? That'd be a good one. So,
Adele singing
the national anthem.
No. What's the other song they play?
Spurs go marching on.
What,
son? I don't know.
Abide by me, eh?
Jerusalem?
No, that's rugby, you knob jockey. Abide by me, that one, isn't it?
Does he sing that, do they?
Yeah.
I don't know. Can't remember. I don't know when the FA Cup kicks off nowadays, Al. I only see the highlights.
Is it 5 o'clock these days?
I've got no idea.
Bloody joke, man.
It's on a Tuesday, about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Bloody joke. Absolute joke.
But
let's not talk about that.
Here is the climax of the show, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Beer Mac quiz.
What's the score? 4-2.
4-2 to me, Al. I haven't got one wrong all series. 4-2. I am winning 4-2. As I said, 4-2. I'm going to say it again. 4-2, Al. I'm the reigning champ. I could be the double champ. Oh, it's looking good. But anyway, if you've never heard this before.
You ain't no champ. You ain't no champ. I'm the champ. I'm beautiful champ.
You ain't so.
I'm the number one champ.
You ain't so bad. I'm going Rocky. You're going Ali now. but yes, if you've never heard it before, the premise is we have an unlimited.
I'm so good, I make medicine bad. You are, I don't know if that sounds like Muhammad Ali. I don't know.
We have an unlimited infinity, if that's the word.
Rumble, young man, rumble.
Amount of beer mats, ladies and gentlemen, is the word I'm
looking
for. If
you think that was a good impression, I can do Muhammad Ali.
You can do, that's the only one he can do.
I can't.
He can't. It's the only one he can do. But yes,
yeah,
we have an unlimited amount of beer mats.
You can do loads of, you can.
I can do a few. No, yeah. Not many.
Can you do a German voice? You can do
me?
Like
no.
A scared lion?
No.
I'm Ewan McGregor!
You can do that.
You can do...
I'm massive in Poland!
Ewan McGregor.
That's all we can do, son.
Oh, man. Choose life. Choose a job. Choose a career.
Yeah.
Choose hepatitis C.
I'm sweating hard, you've got to turn the heat off, son.
Choose your anal beads. The light, the heating's off, man. My girls are gone. Well, every time my girls come over, my non-wife and my daughter, when they come over,
yeah,
I got to put the heating on because they both freeze us.
Well,
I sweat my head is off. All right, as soon as they go, the heating's off, the windows are open because I'm a cold guy. I like to freeze. I sleep with the window open.
Yeah.
I don't sleep naked because I don't trust myself.
No, son.
I got to have it locked on the key, you know? But no, I like it cold, son. You know that. You know I like it cold, but it's
indeed.
Cold. I'm telling you, son, there's something wrong with you. You're going for menopause.
Can men
have a form of menopause?
Probably. I'm going to, son. Sweating again.
How about that? You got the AIDS.
You never know, son. It's just, I don't know if it's because you've got your woody out, it's making me uncomfortable or something. I don't know. But anyway,
the way I rumble.
Back to the
rumble, young man.
Back to the beer mat quiz, ladies. We have unlimited
looks like
amount.
A butterfly, but I tell you what, son, things like a bee.
That's the STDs, are they?
Yeah, it's not STDs, it's more STIs.
Is it STIs?
Can't call them disease. It's not a sexually transmitted disease, and most sexually transmitted infection.
Yeah,
STIs.
Bollocks. Is that why they got to change these things? Yeah. It's like marathon and Snickers, son. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What was it? Starburst from...
Opal Fruits.
Oh, so a lot of Opals in Poland.
Yeah.
Vauxhalls, isn't it?
Yeah.
Opal this, Opal that.
Yeah, there we are. He's still... No, you spot by Munich, aren't they? Don't need more.
Years ago.
T-Mobile now, wasn't it?
Yeah, they did Milan as well, didn't they?
Yeah.
I didn't realise until I was out in Poland, I was thinking Opal. I'm like, fuck, is AC Milan sponsor?
Yeah.
So AC Milan was sponsored by Vauxhall. Basically.
You're right, sir. But yes, I'm determined to get this out now. It's the beer mat quiz. And we have an unlimited amount of beer mats, each with four questions.
Never ended.
Four football questions on each.
I bought a load back from Poland.
Basically.
I'm halfway through transmitting them.
You're back to the STIs now, sir. yes, so each with four questions on each. We pick a card each. Ask the questions, hope you get yours right, and hope they get theirs wrong. Alex is going to pick the one covered in footballs. Good pick, Al, good pick. I'm going to pick the one with one football. So, Alex, I am winning 4-2. It is you to ask me first.
We've had one.
Okay.
We've had two.
Oh.
We've had three.
Oh.
We haven't had four.
Oh. I'll have four.
Who scored the winning goal for Northern Ireland against England in the 2006 World Cup qualifiers? Was it
David Heaney?
David Heaney. B. Keith Gillespie. C. Stephen Davis. Or D. James Quinn?
David Heaney.
D. James Quinn. It is.
Not at all, Al.
D.
It's David Heaney.
D.
Huh?
D.
That was it, yeah.
D. James Quinn.
Don't listen to him, ladies and gentlemen. It's David Healy.
Jambo Quinn.
Because I think he likes sort of almost like outside of the boot into the far corner.
But that way, because we don't need that anymore, that is correct. 5-2 to
5-2.
Oh, here we go.
Big question.
We've got
see
how many
now.
Episodes we've got left now?
This is.
This is
the
sixth one, isn't it?
This is number six, yeah.
Oh, only four left.
You've got to start getting these right soon, Al.
I don't know. I've had right. Bad second, bad third. Right,
haven't I? Right. We have had...
It's almost like I've forgotten all the answers.
Right, we've had two and we've had four on this one, I believe. So, we've had two and four. So it's one or three to pick from, Al.
I go for three.
Number three.
Who
said...
Oh, fuck.
7,000 a week may be enough for the homeless, but not for an international striker. Was it Nicolas Anelka, Pierre Van Hooijdonk, Roy's mate Romario, or D. Thomas, the shoe salesman Brolin?
Sounds like a Pierre Van Hooijdonk quote, it does.
It is indeed Pierre Van Hooijdonk.
I3 kept
well
there.
Done. I'd have gone for an Anelka, sir.
Yeah?
I would have gone for an Anelka.
Like
purely because he had that trouble leaving Arsenal to Madrid, blah, blah, blah. Cracking answer, Al. Cracking answer. Pulled it back, 3-2. Still
what
2.
Van Hooijdonk?
What happened to him?
We were Celtic then, Nottingham Forest. Where did he go after Nottingham Forest?
Oh, I think he played for another English club, didn't he?
Didn't he? I like Pierre Van Hooijdonk.
I'm thinking Everton for some reason, but I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, bear with us. We're going to Google this, you don't have to. We're going to do the trouble
obviously
for you.
Obviously, none of us could spell Pierre Van Hooijdonk, so I'm going to... Sandra on my phone, it's not... Not an iPhone, what's it called? Siri on iPhone, right?
Siri, yeah.
Amazon, Sandra. Sandra, Pierre Van Hooijdonk. There we go, Pierre Van Hooijdonk is... Oh, do you know what his real name is? Petrus Fandenentius Johansson Van Hooijdonk.
Well, there we are.
He is 47 years old now.
They ran out of letters in the club shop for that, so they just shortened it to Pierre Van Hooijdonk.
He didn't. He played for Celtic. For 2 seasons. Played for Forest for
Forest.
2 seasons. And he went to Vitus Aman, Benfica, Feyenoord, Fenerbahce, NSA Breda.
Breda,
and then finished his career with Feyenoord. Finished his career with Feyenoord.
Amazing. Didn't know it, sir.
6'4", striker, he is.
6'4". And tons of fun.
Played 551 games, scored 335 goals.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Played 46 times for the Netherlands, scored 14 goals. And now he's lost with the boys in Netherlands.
Well, there we are.
10 years he played for Holland.
Don't forget, we do that so you don't have to, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
So, Ash is still, that's me, Ash, I'm reading that. So I'm still 5-3 up on a quiz, still 2 behind now. Good, crack answer that.
Yeah, it was good.
Very impressive. So there we are, ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of another Ash and Al Premier podcast.
Yeah, guess who's back?
Back again.
I created a monster. Nobody wants to see, believe me, nobody wants to see Shady no more.
Shady,
they want.
Marshall?
Nobody wants to see Marshall no more. They want Shady. Yeah. And chocolate liver, something like that. I don't like the bloke.
No, I don't like it. I don't like
it. I like Jay-Z.
Jay-Z's better, sir.
I like old school hip-hop, you know, Sugar Hill Gang.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah. Yes. But yeah, that's the end.
Something like a phenomenon. Something like a... Don't call it a comeback. I beat you before.
Join us next week where we might have another guest.
Might.
Who knows?
It might have a real guest.
It depends. There's no one lined up yet, I'll be honest with you.
Might have a real guest or an artificial one.
Who knows? But, so hope you enjoyed the show.
Maybe Alan Sugar.
And don't forget, then, get yourself a bargain. Get on artoffootball.com.
10%.
Promo code Ash and Al. 10%. Can't ask for more.
10%. I'm going to sing this. Like, 10% off.
Oh, beautiful. So, promo code Ash and Al. It is the and symbol.
Yeah.
That's what we call it. Ash and Al. All one word sort of thing.
It's
all together.
It's like Prince.
Yeah.
It's a symbol.
So, one word. So, and we'll speak at you, whatever you want to say, next week. So, in the meantime, have a good week.
Sorry. You usually say and. Don't I say and?
I used to.
Oh.
So, in the meantime, have a good week and.
Junque.
Junque!
Oh, my God. Nah, go on, it's too good.
So, in the meantime, have a good week.
And be lucky.
So, in the meantime, have a good week.
Let's do it.
So, ladies and gentlemen, in the meantime, have a good week.
And be lucky.